Today's Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Dalet, and we begin about 9 lines down from the top. Yesterday we had discussed an important discussion where Rava had said that Rav Chista had asked the question as to whether it was permissible or not to go and have a group of people stand around the person and make a human mechitza, a human chain around that person to enclose that person, and as long as it got within 2 amos of his original tchum, he could walk back into his tchum. That's what Rava had said yesterday was Rav Chista's question, and that was, in fact, what he was asking Rav Nachman. Now, today we're going to discuss that. We begin 9 lines from the top, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Eser Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok L'Rava. This is a different Rav Nachman. This is Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok asking Rava the following shaila. Nofal Dofna. We learned in a Braisa where it says that if one of the walls of the sukkah fell down, now this would make it, obviously, we'll see, a non-kosher sukkah. If you're dealing with a fourth wall falling down, then the question doesn't get off the ground. So let's say it's the third wall of the sukkah. The sukkah requires 2 walls that are at least 7 tvachim wide, and then a third wall of a certain dimension as well. And if this third wall fell down, so you're left with a no longer good sukkah, the Braisa says, Lo yamid ba'odam behema v'kelim. A person is not allowed to place in that breach a person or an animal or various utensils like a bed. Lo yiskof es hamita lefrosel asadin. And likewise, you can't put up a bed, stand up a bed upright. And since there may be holes in this bed, obviously it's a frame of a bed, and the pieces of wood or the slats, whatever it is that's making up this bed, are going to be more than 3 tvachim apart, so there's no lovewood. So therefore, you have to put a sheet over this. In all of these cases, you cannot recreate that third wall that fell down doing this on Yontif itself. And the reasoning is because you're not allowed to go and make a wall on Yontif. You're not allowed to make a temporary ohel on Yontif. And by completing this third wall, you're now creating a sukkah, and you're not allowed to do that on Yontif. And Allah chaskamu v'kama, vein tzorch lomar b'Shabbos. You can't do it on Yontif. You certainly can't do it on Shabbos. So this Braisa has brought down Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok to say to Rava, how can you suggest that when Rav Chista asked the other Rav Nachman, when Rav Chista asked Rav Nachman, are you allowed to go and make this human mechitza that you're allowed to? Because aren't you making an ohel on Yontif, and therefore, in that case, with Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do it? So Rava says, I also got a braisa. You have this braisa, I have another braisa. I'm alay. Rava tells Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, you brought the braisa that you did. At Amrisli Miha, you brought the braisa that says that you're not allowed to make this ohel aroy. Ba no, I mean aloch miha. And instead, I'm going to give you a different braisa. The two braisas argue with each other. The second braisa says, also adam eschaver odofen, a person is allowed to make his friend be the wall of a sukkah. So his sukkah fell down the third wall, and now he stands his friend over there, and his friend can function as the third wall of the sukkah. In order that, kideshi yochal v'yishteh v'yishan, so that he can fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, drinking in the sukkah, and sleeping in the sukkah. Rashi says these are the 3 ikur mitzvos that a person has to do. Ikur mitzvos, shel sukkah, begin with dvarim halalo. So therefore, his friend on Shabbos is allowed to go and stand there in the breach and make the sukkah walls. The yiskov esamita v'yisprosel asadin. Likewise, he'd be allowed to go and stand the bed up vertically and put a cloth over it again, so you get around any lack of lovewood with the slats of the bed if they're too far apart. And in doing so, he's allowed to go and do this on Shabbos. Kadesh lo tipol cham al ha-meis, in order that a meis nebuch that's there shouldn't deteriorate and rot and decay because of the heat. So this can be a shade for him. And likewise, v'ala ochlen, or to have this shade food so that the food shouldn't spoil. So this braisa clearly says you're allowed to do this. And that's what Rava says. That's what Rav Chista, when he asked Rav Nachman the question, that's what we're relying upon, that the people can make the human mechitza around the person who went outside its tchum, so he can walk back inside its tchum because he's in an enclosed area. It all has the status of Dalet Amos. Now the Gemara says, Kashi and Adadi. So the two braises conflict with each other. So the Gemara says, Lo Kashi, it's not a problem. They each represent different opinions. The first braisa, which says you're not allowed to do this, the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok brought down, that was Rabbi Eliezer. That was the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And the second braisa that Rava brought down, Rabbanon. That's the opinion of the Rabbanon. And we see this from the following Mishnah in Shabbos. And we learned this a number of times in Shabbos. It's not only in that Mishnah. That Mishnah was brought down towards the end of the Gemara in Shabbos as well. That Mishnah was on Daf Kuf Chav Hey, and it's also found towards the end of the Masechta. It's also mentioned in other places. Did not, and it says there, famous machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Pekakach alone. You have a shutter on a window. right? The window is the chalon, and you have this pakak. It's like a shutter. It would be the equivalent of the trisim in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Bizman shekosher v'tolu, you need both of these characteristics. It has to be tied. The shutter has to be attached through a tie to the window, and it has to be hanging. It can't be lying on the ground. So if you have both of these scenarios, then on Shabbos or Yontif, you're allowed to poke it in both. You can close it up. Person would be allowed to go and close this shutter, this tris, on Shabbos or Yontif. The Imlav, however, if it doesn't have both of these characteristics, that it's kosher and toilet, that it is a rope attached to it, and that the rope is not lying on the ground, but the rope is actually hanging in the air with the shutter attached to it, so then, if you don't have both of these characteristics, the Imlav and Pokimbo, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't allow you to go close this shutter on Shabbos or Yontif. The Chacham disagree. The Chacham Omrim, no. Even if it's not kosher and tolui, they say, as long as there is already a window there, so then you're allowed to go and shutter it. You can go be pokikinbo. Right? The word pakak in modern Hebrew means traffic, congestion. So it means to close up. Right? Pakak means that the traffic is closed. So you're allowed to shut this window, even though it's not kosher and tolui. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you're not allowed to go and do this, says you can't make the mechitza on Shabbos. So therefore, if your sukkah falls down, the third wall falls down, you can't have a person, an animal, or a kli be put over there. And the Chachamim say, no, you can't close the shutter. They're the ones that say, no, that's the brisa that says a person could stand there and it would be a kosher sukkah to do the ikar sukkah of achila, shasiyah, and shina. So Gemara says, not necessarily so. For itmar Allah. Gemara says we've already learned that that's not correct, because we learned Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Chanan said in Rabbi Yochanan that this machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is only when you're dealing with a ohel that was already started. Hakomodim she'ein osim ol aroy betchila b'yontif. Even a temporary ohel, you can't start on yontif. So if there is no window over there, so then you can't go and put in the shutter. If you can't do it on Yontif, Allah has come and come, you can't do it on Shabbos. So where are Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham having their machlokis? They're only talking about adding on to an already existing shuttered window. Sure, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, in that situation, Rabbi Eliezer says, you still can't add on to it. Ain't most even Yontif. You're not allowed to add on to it on Yontif, or certainly not on Shabbos. In Sarkhla, Rabbi Shabbos, you can't add on to it on Yontif, which is lenient, more lenient than Shabbos. You certainly can't add on to it on Shabbos. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, Mosivim B'Shabbos, you are allowed to add on to something, to add on to an existing Ohel Aroi already on Shabbos. And certainly, if you can do it on Shabbos, in Sarkhla, Rabbi Yontif. So then you can do it on Yontif. So this Braisa that Rava said is his support for his opinion that you're allowed to go and lechatchila have men go and make the mechitz around the person isn't true, because even the Chachamim, who are the Makel opinion, say it must be an existing mechitza, an existing shutter that you can extend onto. And in the case that Rava brought down, saying that Rav Chista, when he asked Rav Nachman, are you allowed to make this mechitza, those people weren't there beforehand. So that can't be the teretz. So Gemara says, you're right, Taka. El lo kasha. You know what the teretz is? Hawk Rav Meir, Hawk Rav Yehuda. The two brises, one is like Rav Meir and one is like Rav Yehuda. What is that machlokas in Rav Meir and Yehuda? The Tanya. Because the brisa elsewhere tells us what Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are arguing about. It says in this new brisa, also levehema dofen l'sukkah. The brisa says if you use the side of an animal, you have a cow, and you use that to be the wall of your sukkah, so Rav Meir posts, Rav Meir says it's not a good sukkah. Why? Because the animal's going to run away. Unless you tie the animal down, the animal is going to run away. And the Gemara says, Rashi brings down here, the Gemara in Sukkah, and Daf Chafalav, it says, Shema Tivrach. So if the animal's not tied down, it can run away. So then it's not a good wall. So Rebbeinu says it's not a good Sukkah. And Yehuda Machshir, Yehuda says it is a good Sukkah. Oh, but now listen how the Gemara says we want to align the Shittos. Almost the exact opposite of what he would have thought. Rav Meir de Kopasel Hossam, Rav Meir says you're not allowed to use an animal, so actually, Alma lo mechitza, he says it's not a good mechitza, and therefore, by the sukkah, hachashari, he allows you to go and have the person stand in the place, the animal stand in the place of the sukkah, like the second brisa. Why? Because he didn't accomplish anything. The lav midi ka'ovid, because he didn't accomplish anything. And Rav Yehuda, the Komach Shossam, Rav Yehuda says that you are allowed in this brisa to go also levehema dofen l'sukkah, review this machshir, so alma mechitza, he says it is a good mechitza, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif, ha'ocha osur, because you're not allowed to go do this on Yontif. So it's exactly the opposite of what you would have thought. Now there's huge problems with this. The obvious problem is that Rav Meir here says that you're allowed to do it. because you didn't accomplish anything, and that's why you're allowed to make this mechitzah, because you're not really doing anything. But that brisa that we brought down says that now you can go and eat in the sukkah. So obviously, this doesn't make any sense. And the Gemara rejects this right away, but for a different reason. Rashi says it could have rejected it for any one of the reasons. They're all good, and in fact, this is the wrong answer. The Tisbra, you really think that the answer is reconciling this the way we just said? The Rav Meir is in accord with the Braisa that says you can put the person there because he doesn't accomplish anything, and Yehuda says that you can't put the person there? That doesn't make any sense. And this is a totally wrong reconciliation. The Tisbra, you really think that's the way to understand it? Amar the Shamas Ala Rav Meir, where do we say that Rav Meir says that you're not allowed to have an animal go and be the wall of the sukkah because the animal may run away? That's by a behema, because the animal can run away. Shemot Tivrach, as Rashi says. However, Adam, the Kelim, a person, he has his own das. If he knows that his friend's accomplishing the mitzvah sukkah, he's going to stay there until the friend finishes accomplishing the mitzvah sukkah that he's doing. He's eating in the sukkah, he's sleeping in the sukkah, whatever he's doing in the sukkah. So, Mishamisle, likewise for the Kalim have no das, they have no bechira on their own. So, just because Rav Meir says you can't do it with a behema, that's because the animal may run away. But who says that Rav Meir holds that way by Adam and Kalim? In fact, Rav Meir would say that that should be perfectly good. And therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to do it on Yantar because you are creating a good mechitza, because the person has das and the Kalim don't have das. And therefore, they can't run away. There's no Shema Tivrach. And furthermore, Vesu, Rav Meir, Alib Daman, who's Rav Meir going like? We, after all, have to go back to that machlokas that we just brought down to your lezer lechachamim. It has to be one of those two opinions. How could anybody say you're allowed to do this lechatchila? Ialib the Rav Elazar, if you want to say that Rav Meir says this goes according to the opinion of Rav Elazar, who only allows you to go and shutter the window if it's both kosher vitalui, then lehosiv nami osa, he also doesn't let you go and do it lechatchila with a brand new animal, like putting a new sukkah together. That's not allowed according to Rav Elazar. So when you put the animal there, that's not adding on to something. That's creating a new sukkah. Ah, El Ali the Rabbanon. You want to tell me that Rav Meir goes according to Rabbanon, who say that you can shut the pakak? But that's also not right. When did the Rabbanon say, Eh, Madame Rabbanon, that's only lehosif, only if you're adding on to an existing structure. But lechatchila, to go put the animal there, lechatchila, mi omer, you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, this is also incorrect to say that the two brises are in any way related to the machlokas of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So we're stuck. So the Gemara says, I'll try again. Elohah b'ho d'rabbanan. In fact, the first braisa that it says you can't use the animals, and the second braisa that says you could use a person, are both going according to the opinion of the Chacham, that you're allowed to be mosif onto an already existing structure. So what's the steer then? It seems one braisa says you can, and one braisa says you can't. What's going on if it's both the rabbanan? So the Gemara says, v'kelem akelem lo kasha. The first braisa that says you're not allowed to put a person, an animal, or kelem there, that's talking about ha bidofin shlishis. That's when you don't have a kosher sukkah, and you're now creating lechatchila that sukkah as the third wall. And therefore, that's why it's no good, because the two-walled sukkah is zero. And now, when you're adding on in the first braisa, the person, the animal, or the kelim, that's called creating the sukkah lechachila, even though Chacham say that that's no good. And the second braisa was said it's good, ha bedofin revius. You can go put the utensil there to provide shade, or to protect the food, to protect the mace that's there, or to put a person over there. That's when it's already an existing sukkah, ha bedofin revius. So therefore, you're adding on to an existing structure. Oh, that you're allowed to do, even on Shabbos or Yontif, like the Chacham say, mosif is allowed. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that I'm right. Daikonami, that this is in fact the right way to read the Braisa. Because you look at the first Braisa, it said, Diktani, nofal dofna. Its dofin fell down. In other words, the dofin that makes it into a sukkah, which is, of course, the third wall, because the fourth wall would still be called a sukkah. So that wouldn't be called that its wall fell down. So it's telling us it's the wall that made it into a sukkah, i.e. the third wall that fell down. That's why you're not allowed to do this on Yontif, Shema Minot. That's in fact a good right. Now we turn to the Omid Beis. Ela Adam, Adam Kasha. What are you going to do about the first braisa that says you cannot put a man there, and the second braisa said you can't put a man there? So we explain why the first braisa says that kelim are no good, because it's talking about the third wall. And the second braisa, which says kelim are good, is when you're talking about the fourth wall, and it's protecting the shade that you're allowed to do, because you're mosif onto an oel. But the first braisa said that a person is no good to stand there, and the second braisa said a person is good to stand there. How are you going to get around that stira, even according to the Rabbanon, that both of them are going according to the opinion of the Rabbanon, you're allowed to be mosif onto an existing oel? So Gemara says, not a problem. Adam, Adam, nam lo kasha. The likewise is no problem over here as well. Because in the first brisa, it's ledas, kan ledas. The first brisa, the people know that they're being used as a mechitza, and a person cannot participate knowingly as a mechitza. And the second brisa, when we said you could use the person as the mechitza for the sukkah, kan shalom midas. He doesn't realize he's being used as a mechitza, and that's why it's allowed. Rashi explains that shelo ledas is permissible, mutter, dimishum asiyas ohel leka lenemar, dein derech binyan bekach. You can't say that this is starting to build an ohel with people. Nobody builds people into an ohel. Only the mitzrim did that. So this isn't called the normal way of building. Aval kli, but a kli, derech binyan bekach. Therefore, hilkach dofin shlishis is also. So the kli, if you're using that, that's not allowed. But a person would be allowed. Because as long as he doesn't know it, so it's not the normal way of doing things. And that's how the Gemara answers, Adam Adam Nami Lo Kasha. Gemara says, wait a second. Our whole case that we started off the shiur today with, from yesterday's shiur, which when Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman, how are you allowed to have the people over there? And Rav Nachman responded, yeah, you're allowed to have the people over there, and they can even enclose the person outside his chum. And as long as it's within two amos of getting back to the chum, we can do that. So the Gemara says, he was a Talmud Chacham that went outside the Tchum. They gathered all the people to surround him so he'd be able to go back into the Tchum on Shabbos. But how could they do that? That was Ladas. Someone says, no, Shalomi Das Haba. They just gathered him there. Didn't tell him why. They didn't know what was going on. And once they formed a circle around him, now he could go and move. That's Shalomi Das. Of course, that's great for all the other people that Rav Chisda gathered, Rav Nachman gathered. Rav Chisda, Mia, Ledas Haba. But he knew, Rav Chisda asked the question, and he knew. So it says, Rav Chisda, Shalom and Aminin Haba. Rav Chisda didn't participate. He wasn't one of the people that surrounded Rabbi Nechemia, Bered, Rabbi Chaninoi. So therefore, he wasn't included. And therefore, for him, it would have been Ledas, he couldn't be included. Where it tells us an interesting symbol of Maisa. Hanu b'nei genonim. Rashi explained that previously the b'nei genonim are the people that go put together the wedding canopies. Rabbeinu Chananel here says they're the b'nei hachuppah, the people attending the wedding. Fine. The ailu maya b'mechitza sh'tamayodim. Now, they had this wedding apparently on Shabbos or on Yontif. We normally don't allow these things l'chatchila to be done on Shabbos or Yontif, but in times when things were very impoverished, they would often make the chuppah right before Shabbos, and then they would have the meal for both Shabbos and for the wedding because they were so poor. In any event, they needed water now at this wedding, which was on Shabbos. So what did they do? They made a yumin mechitza, and the ailu maya b'mechitza sh'tamayodim, and they told all the people to make the mechitza so we can carry the water over here to the people at the wedding. And Shmuel, when he heard about this, was very unhappy. Nagdinu Shmuel. Shmuel gave them Malkus. It's clearly Malkus Dirabanan. This was Malkus because they went against what they were supposed to be doing. And therefore, he told them, Omar, Im Armu Shlomi Das, where the rabbi said that you're allowed to do this without people knowing about it, did they actually say Yom Ludas, that you're allowed to do this L'chachila? Therefore, I'm giving you Malkus over here because you went against what the rabbis wanted. That's case number one. Case number two, Hanu Zike. There were these Zike, Rashi says, are nodos. They're flasks. They're usually made out of hide. And Rashi says, Vishal Rava Havo. The ones that we're talking about belong to Rava. Now, he had these Zike. Davashadjan Beristiko de Mechuza. They were somehow left in the middle of the Ristiko. Rashi says, the Ristiko is Rehova Ir, Rishusa Rabba. They were left out in the middle of the highway, in the middle of the road of Mechuza, where Rava was the Rav. And they were left there, and they would have gotten taken or stolen or lost, and they were expensive, good leather flasks. So what did he do? Bahadid the Osir Rava Mipirke, after Rava gave the Shabbos afternoon rabbi's class, so everybody gathered around him, and he had them all come with him to this Ristika, where the flask was. And now, when everybody's gathered around, so they're all surrounding him, it's like a mechitza around him. He could pick up the Ristika, or his servant picked up the Ristika, Ayalinu Niale, and the servant of Rava went and picked up this ristik, the flask from the ristika, and was able to carry it back inside, and it didn't get lost. No, next Shabbos, the same thing happened again. L'Shabbos, so achrite, on a future Shabbos, boy, I knew, Rav Shamish, the one who took care of his needs, wanted to do the same exact thing again. He must have left it out. He was a shmata cup. He left out the flask again in the same place, and he was going to do the same trick that Rav had allowed last time. And Rav said, no, now you can't do it. Vasalu. Rav said, you can't do this now. Why? The habalei kiladas. Because now the people saw you do this last time, and they're going to, oh, he wants to do it again. Sure, we'll have him do it, and that's ladas. And therefore, it's like being ladas, even if they don't really know it, but it's like ladas since he did this already once before for us. And therefore, Rava didn't allow his shamish to go and do this trick again. Finally, Gemara concludes and says, Levi, Ailu Le Tivna. Levi used this trick of using a human mechitza of people. One time he allowed it to go and bring in some tivna, some straw, from the area that it wasn't allowed to be carried in, and he had the people gather around it, so this way it was now within Rishus HaYochid. Similarly, Ziri did the same thing with aspasta, a certain type of food that's given to animals. Rashi says, shacha shel tua. This is certain like a chaff of the tua that human people don't eat, but it's given as animal fodder. And finally, Rav Shimi Bar Chiya, he did this with maya. Again, all of them were allowed to do this because all the people there were not ludas. They did not know that this was being done. And as we pointed out, the second brisa, which says, as long as it's ludas, you're allowed to go make this human wall. So that is how they did it. Now we go to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Mishiyotze Birishos. If somebody left his house, his city, and went outside his tchum with rishus. And what does it mean by rishus? So Rashi reminds us that we learned this elsewhere. For example, Kagon Leidus HaChodesh, we learned the Gemara in Shabbos, that if you saw the new moon, you're allowed to go beyond your tchum to go to Beis Din Yerushalayim and tell him that you saw the new moon. So he's given permission, L'chatrila, he's allowed to go break this din of going outside your tchum, which again, according to Moses, the Rabbanon, the rabbi said, in this situation, we allow you to go outside your tchum. Or alternatively, Rashi says, Lahatzel bin Agayis, to go and save people from marauding troops from the foreign legion. Or, alternatively, bin Anor, the river's overflowing. You're allowed to go outside the tchum to go help them put up sandbags and things like that. Or an OBGYN, a woman who is a midwife, and she has to go outside the tchum to help somebody give birth. In all of these situations where the person had permission to leave the tchum on Shabbos, Mishiyotze Bereshus, as the Mishnah says, V'yarmulo, and no, they're on their way to go, and the woman, the midwife, the OBGYN is on the way to go deliver the child. There are 1,000 amas outside the tchum, and somebody comes and says, Mazel tov, so-and-so just gave birth, you're too late. So, in this situation, whenever they tell any of these people, Ramulo, Kvar Nasa, Maisa, the Edom, they said, no, they already proclaimed it's Rosh Chodesh. The foreign army left us. The river stopped flowing. The rain stopped. So, it's not overflowing. So, we allow this person, Yeshlo Alpayim Amma L'chol Ruach. We give this person Alpayim Amma in every direction. In other words, we set up a new tchum for them. Normally, the din is, if you go outside your tchum, you only have Dalet Amos. But here, because the rabbis wanted to encourage these people to go outside, so they're given a new tchum of 2,000 amas from wherever they are, that's their focal point. They go 2,000 amas in every direction. However, the Mishnah then tells us, if they actually didn't leave their tchum, they were just going to leave their tchum. So they left their house, they're walking, they're still within the city, or they're still within the 2,000 amas of their tchum, and somebody says, hey, Mazel Tov, the woman gave birth, so you don't have to go there anymore. So then the Mishnah tells us, Ki lul yotza. It's as if they never left. In other words, they're tchum is still their tchum. They don't have any problems. Now, this is so obvious, the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, of course, they haven't left their tchum. Why would you think not? The Gemara will explain what the consideration is. Now, the Girsa that we have is now a new statement called a Yotzim Lahatzil Chozim Lekomen. Anybody that went out to go and help somebody, to be a Hatzalah person, etc., so they're allowed to return. Otherwise, they're not going to go next time, so therefore we allow them to return. But others have the gears over here, Shekol Hayotzim Lahatzil Chozim Lekomen. This is a continuation of the previous statement, that anybody that does go outside the Tchum, we allow them to go back. If they went out with permission, they're allowed to go back. Now, the Gemara starts off and says, "My imhoya b'sochat tchum kilu liyotza." What does it mean when you tell me that if they haven't left their tchum, it's like they never left their tchum? They didn't leave their tchum, so of course they have their entire tchum that they originally had. What's the havamina? If a person leaves his house on Shabbos and he walks and he doesn't go outside the tchum, so of course he still has his tchum. So Gemara gives two terutzim. The first one is Rabba. I'm a Rabba. Rabba says this is what it means. Hachi kamar imhoya b'soch tchum shelo kilu liyotza mitoch beiso dami. It's as if he never left his house. That's what he's telling us. His house is still his focal point. Where's his pshita? Duh, obviously. If he never left the tchum, so of course his house is his focal point. But Gemara says, no, that's not so simple. That's not so pshita. Because you know what I would have said? The Gemara says, ma'u detema, I might have thought, hol v'okar, Akar, since this person left his house, so he is essentially saying, I'm no longer considering that my house is my focal point. And therefore, I'm now walking 500 amas. I'm 1,000 amas away from my house. And now I find out, so that should be my new focal point, you might have thought. Not that his house is his return to his being his focal point, but I might have said where he is right now when he finds out that he doesn't have to go. Maybe that's his new focal point because he uprooted his original focal point, albeit he never left the Tchum, but he uprooted it by starting to walk. So therefore, since you might have thought that since he got up from his original focal point, that original focal point is gone, and wherever he is right now should be his new focal point, kamash b'lan, that's not the case. That's Rabba's teretz, teretz number one. Teretz number two is from Rav Shimi bar Chiya. Rav Shimi bar Chiya Amar, no. He says, Hochichama, this is what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. If the person had a tchum that the Chazal gave him extra. So when a person leaves, as we said, he's given a new tchum of 2,000 amas. So muvloyin besocha tchum shelo. If this new tchum, let's say he left 1,000 amas beyond his city. So the rabbis gave him, he's now 1,000 amas outside his original tchum, so now he has a new focal point there that gives him 2,000 amas in all directions. So if he went back towards his original house, towards his original city, as soon as he travels 1,000 amas, he now is within his original tchum. That's what Rav Shimi bar Chiya says. Im hayu tchumim shenasim lo chachamim, muvloin besocha tchum shelo. If this overlap over here between his new tchum and where his old tchum was, if there is overlap, then it's as if he never left. Once he's allowed to get back that 1,000 amas that brings him back to his old chum, so then we reinstitute his old chum for him, and that is now considered his focal point. Again, the post will have a whole discussion. Is he mechoyev to go back? Or can he say, no, I really like my new place better? That's a whole separate discussion. But certainly, if he wants to go back, Rav Shimi bar Chiya says he's allowed to go back. So Rabba says differently to Rav Shimi bar Chiya. But my kavifli, what are they arguing about? Mar Sovar, this second opinion, Rav Shimi bar Chiya says, have lost tchum and milsi, that if you swallow up the new tchum into the old tchum, then he gets back his old tchum. That's Rav Shimi bar Chiya's opinion. Whereas Rabba disagrees. Umar Sovar, lab milsi. If you overlapped, sorry buddy, you can't go back to your original tchum. So in the case that we just gave us, where let's say his new tchum focal point is 1,000 amma away from where his old tchum ended, so he's allowed to walk there, he can walk even another 1,000 amma, but he doesn't regain his old tchum according to Rabba. He only gets the area that his new focal point allows him to, but he doesn't get to return to his old original focal point, as Rav Shimi bar Chiya says. That's the nafka mina between Rabba and Rav Shimi bar Chiya. Mar now asks, Amalei Abaye l'Rabba, Abaye says to Rabba, no, you really disagree with this? Do you really disagree with what Rav Shimi bar Chiya said? V'at lo tizbro, thou've lost the chum milsi? Do you not agree that you can have these overlapping tchums and it returns you to your original tchum? I'll show you that you do. The following scenario. Uma ilu shavas bimara. If a person went and he encamped in a cave. Now this cave, you can see pictures of this both in the art scroll and diagram, footnote number 21. And that's a little bit more schematized than the actual diagram that we have in the Rashis themselves towards the bottom of the daf. But you can see a very clear depiction of this in the Pirush Chai on page 91 in diagram number 19, if you're having trouble visualizing this. In any event, what you see here is that this is a cave that has two openings. You have an opening all the way to the right and an opening all the way to the left. At the deep part of the cave, in the cave, it's 4,000 amma wide, but it's like a trapezoid. And when you come up to the surface, it's not 4,000 amma wide, but it's not 2,000 amma wide. So where the pesachs open up, it's more than 2,000 amas apart from the pesach on the right to the pesach on the left, but it's also less than 4,000 amas apart. So in this situation, you wouldn't be allowed on the surface to walk from pesach number one to pesach number two because it's more than 2,000 amas. But Abaye tells Rabba, don't you agree? Uma ilu shavas memara, if the person at the start of Shabbos within this memara should besocha arba salofim, which has a length to it of 4,000 amas, but by the openings on the top, yal gaga pochos mi arba salofim amma, but on the top, it's less than 4,000 amos. So in this situation, don't we say, lo nimsa, isn't it true? Can't you find over here, mahalach es kula v'chutzla apayim amma, that obviously, you can walk inside the entire cave. That's like an enclosed Rishus Sayachid, so it's like Dalet Amos. But even if you go up on the top of the cave, so if you're going out on the right side, and let's say it's 3,000 Amos to the left side, you're allowed to walk that entire 3,000 Amos, because you could do it in the cave. If you went inside the cave, you could definitely reach there. So we view him as actually having a 2,000 Amma Tchum on the right side, and a 2,000 Amma Tchum on the left side. They overlap. Ah, this is the overlap. And you see, you agree that, Rabbah, this is a perfectly good thing. The person can go walk on top of the Mara, on top of this cave, and walk the entire 3,000 or less than 4,000 Amma distance between the two of them, even though it's more than 2,000 Ammas, because it's Muvla, it's swallowed up. So you agree with this statement. So how can you say that you don't agree with it? How can you not agree with Rav Shimi Bar Chiya? So Rabbi says, no, absolutely not. Amalei says, V'lo shani loch bein hecho deshavas b'yavir mechitzos b'bojom. Don't you make a distinction when you're inside the cave at the start of Shabbos, and lehecho de lo shavas b'yavir mechitzos b'bojom, when you're not inside the cave? If you're on the top of the cave, so then you wouldn't be allowed to walk the whole distance. But if you started off the Shabbos in the cave, so then you're considered a dweller of that cave. And therefore, since you could go up on either side, that's why you're allowed to do this. But it has nothing to do with the tchum being muvla. So again, in the first case where he is considered dwelling in the cave at the start of Shabbos, so he's inside the cave. So it's all for him one single, it's like he has two entrances or two exits, one on the left side, one on the right side. That's why he's allowed to go. But in the situation where he was on the top, he wouldn't be allowed to go. The Gemara says, really? The hecho de lo shavas lo? And if the person wasn't in the cave, then he wouldn't get this overlap, this muvla area? Is that what Rabbah's telling us? We turn to the Omer Aluf. But nan, we're going to learn a little bit later on next week in the Masechta. It says, Rabbi Elazar Omer Shtayim Ikones, that if a person goes outside his tchum, but he doesn't go out more than 2 amas. Now, we had this already previously. This was the start of this whole discussion between Rav Chista and Rav Nachman at the start of the shiur. We said, when you make the mechitzas of the people, as long as you're getting within 2 amas of his tchum, he's allowed to go back inside. However, Gimel lo Ikones, but if it's more than 2 amas away, even if it's 3 amas away, you're not allowed to go back inside. Now, my love, Rabbi Eliezer Taimei, isn't this Rabbi Eliezer Lishita? So, what is that, Omar? When you have this Dalet Amos, it's only Behu Bem Son. It's Dalet Amos with you in the middle. So, you have 2 amas to the left and 2 amas to the right. That's why, if you're 2 amas outside your tchum, you're allowed to go back inside, because that's, so to say, an area that you're allowed to walk. The Arba Amos, the Yavali Rabbanon, Kiman Divulon Domu. And those 4 amos that the rabbis gave a person who's outside his tchum, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only 2 amos to the left and 2 amos to the right. So why did Rav Nachman say you're allowed to go and put the people over there, Shalol Das, and he can enclose Rabbi Chani Loi, and was allowed to come back inside? Because he was only 2 amos away. Kiman Divulon Domu. And therefore, the 2 tchumos are exactly alike, they're overlapping. And therefore, in that situation, and only in that situation, Vakama Yikonis says you can go in. Alma have lost the Chum Milsi. So how can you tell me that this isn't something that's Muvla? So Abaye's question on Rabbah returns. You see that clearly you had his 2 amos, which is all that he had, and you had the Tchum that he originally came from. And those Tchumim are overlapping. And you see that you allow him to do that. So again, Kasha on Rabbah. So Gemara says no. Amalei Rabba Baruchana li Abaye. Rabba Baruchana says to Abaye, you're wrong. Your whole raya over here is based upon that this is Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Umid Rabbi Lezer, Kamosus le Lamar. You follow the Chachamim. Why are you following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer? And the Chachamim say that there is no overlap. It's only Rabbi Lezer says that there's overlap. So how does Abaye get around that question? So Amalei in. He says, in fact, you are right. I did prove from Rabbi Lezer. The Shmiel Imanim Demar, because I myself heard that Mar, which is Rabbah, he himself said, Ad kan lo pligi rabbanon le Rabbi Eliezer el advar rishus, that the only time the Chacham say that there is no Muvla over here, that we don't go and mix them, is only if the person left l'dvar harishus. Aval advar mitzvah modulei, but if he left for advar mitzvah, so then even the Chacham agree that as long as you're within 2 amos, that we have this Muvla idea. And therefore, Abaye's question on Rabbah returns. He says, why didn't you like what Rav Shimi Bar Chiya said, that the Tchum Mamuvla? You yourself seem to say that the Tchum Mamuvla, by agreeing that this din of Rabbi Eliezer applies even according to the Chachamim. So it's not just the Chachamim. As long as they went out, not for Dvar Rishus, but Ledvar Mitzvah, then the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer that the Tchum Mamuvla, and that's Abaye's Kasha on Rabbah, it's a good Kasha. With this, we'll conclude today's share.